This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. We're very suspicious around here, as you know. I suspect you could be that exceptional American because you're listening to the radio show. It's just obvious you're listening to the radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Now, I know it's the Independence Day. It's, the day after, anyway. But does Washington have a hangover or what? And, oh, God, I couldn't believe all the Donald Trump haters are out there. Boy, these people just hate. You know, this is the sad thing, you know, that people don't understand about, you know, the whole thing about hatred and the objectification process. We've explained it here on this radio show before, but we're seeing this right now play out with Donald J. Trump even more so. And again, yesterday, they were thinking that it was all going to be about a rally for Donald Trump yesterday, and it wasn't. You had a lot of his supporters at the mall. Oh, yeah, they all showed up, which is shocking, I know, that anybody could even remotely support Donald J. Trump. Now, remember, I'm going to say this again. Will Johnson, our very well-known good friend, Will Johnson, he came up with this, and I give him full credit. You know, tomorrow morning when you wake up, Donald J. Trump will be your president. Just like this morning when you woke up and just like 6 months ago when you woke up, he was our president. And, oh, by the way, what a great president he is. I mean, he is. So yesterday, he's got this great show. It was raining and everything. Everybody's wet out there on the mall. Fly by. You had two Abrams or was the Bradley fighting vehicles. That's what they were. They didn't bring out the tanks. They didn't bring out the tanks. But out there on the mall, right there where the Lincoln Memorial is. By the way, if you've never been to the Lincoln Memorial, you've got to go. It is epic. It is epic. It's an epic experience. Not an epoch like the Epoch Times. It's an epic experience. It is. Absolutely. It's wonderful. Anyway, so they put out these two Bradley fighting vehicles, and everybody's apoplectic because they're tanks. And then, of course, Bradley fighting vehicles. They've got their arm. They have barrels on them. Oh my God! They're just gonna wipe out everybody in the mall. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. He wanted it this way. He's a dictator. We all know that. I didn't try that. You know, that's a voiceover thing. I didn't try that little thing. Anyway, whining from the left. Well, whining. See, this is, you know what's really funny? I was listening to a lot of the commentary about this particular subject because they were just roundly condemning Donald Trump. Everybody on the left. It's group think, group speak. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, this is just more of the communist behavior. Now, we've been kind of nudging you gently in our conversations on radio to a full understanding that what you're witnessing here with these people and their complaints and the way that they're complaining is not any longer into the socialist realm. We're now stepping over into communism and communist speak. There's a certain tenor about it, the whole objectification of your adversaries. There's no longer political dialogue or discussion about things. That's long gone, isn't it? I mean, you're going to tell me that there's any kind of dialogue going on, other than when Donald Trump breaks out the big club and uses it on Nancy. Now, that's a bad metaphor, I know, but you know, figuratively. Come on. Like, you know, she had to cave for the money that just before the break. And now, today, two weeks have gone forward, and they haven't come up with anything for the wall. So there looks like they may be rounding up the usual suspects, some 200,000 illegal aliens. That's still out there. So, but it's sad that we have to get to that. And of course, it's really sad, as you can see, that they talk about this humanitarian crisis at the border, and of course, we're all well wedded with that one here on this show. And they do nothing about it. You know, they do nothing about it. They whine and complain. And Ocasio-Cortez was down at the border, and she was whining and complaining. This is where they're on their best behavior, drinking from toilets and stuff. Of course, none of that is true. The point is that we've long lost any kind of dialogue to talk about policy in Washington, D.C. This is long gone. And now the attacks, the vicious, baseless attacks, when you take and use lies constantly that aren't truthful, you know, about the Russian collusion delusion, it's still out there. I mean, of course it is. That's all they have. Would you have that going on out there, and you got this objectification thing going on? Guess what? It's not socialism anymore. It's not about, you know, the group setting up the groupthink. It's about we are in groupthink, and we're actually taking action on it. And of course, this some of the things where you've really seen it start to go over the top on this communist behavior is what's happening in Portland. This is all right out of Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler, and Karl Marx. That's what it is. Adolf, well, not necessarily Karl Marx. Yeah, well, Karl Marx and Lenin and Stalin and Mao, Pol Pot. I mean, we can go right down the list. That's what it's about. It's about thuggery, absolute thuggery going on mixed in with a little bit of objectification and hatred. And that's what we're seeing now. So we're starting to move over into that spectrum. My whole point behind that of this discussion, of course, is that I was listening intensely yesterday because I was monitoring. I was doing a lot of monitoring on a lot of these shows because I wanted to kind of, you know, get what are they saying on the 4th of July, and why are we having such a big brouhaha about Donald Trump going out as a president and doing his normal presidential functions, which is as the commander-in-chief. To me, symbolically, we want to have a commander in chief that steps up and talks about America, which he's been certainly a great advocate overseas now, hasn't he? He's been absolutely outstanding, stellar. There's no apology tour by this guy. He goes to the European Union, and you know, remember it was Obama the apology tour. Excuse me, earthquake coffee. No, no, it's Agenda 21 Radio. That's the next topic, earthquake. Hang on. Oh, gosh. Midnight run out to get coffee because my grinder broke. Oh, no, my grinder broke. I was making coffee for the morning, and I'm going, the grinder broke. Well, you know, what are you going to do, take a hammer to the beans? So I looked at, I went and grabbed my little, you know, you get one of these hammers that tenderizer meat hammer. It's really a cool thing. I bought it. It's kind of a expensive little toy. And I said to myself, can I take that? And I said, no, it's not going to work. You just got to have a grinder. Got to have a grinder. So I had to run out the middle of the night and get beans, not beans, but ground beans. And it's really good, by the way, but it's not nearly as good as moi coffee, but it's a good substitute till I get a grinder. Anyway, but this objectification business was going all the time. That's all I heard was objectification and hatred and anger for Donald Trump. And I said to myself, you know, it's very, very clear that this has now gone over from socialism to communism. But, you know, now, you know, of course, we've been talking about this for a long time, but now yesterday was the first time I heard consistent themes amongst the listener in my sphere of four or five shows that I monitor constantly, that there was these people that are saying, you know, this is now communism, what we're seeing here from the left. I'm going, yeah, it is. All right. We're starting to make that little leap of dialogue into understanding what our enemy really truly is. And the problem that we all have, that we all share, of course, is that this communism has been melded through our education system, and it's here and it's now amongst our youth. And that's the problem in Portland and the rest of the nation. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Got some clips here of how best to put it out there, but to put it out there. So this one's a kind of a short one. This is a little bit about, I think this is from, where is it from? It's a YouTube. So let's hope it's not going to jump in with all these crazy commercials. You know what I mean? CBC News, the National. Okay, well, here we go. We're going to check this out.
Hello, America. Hello.
In the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial, behind ballistic glass streaked with rain, Trump delivered a salute to America, featuring a show of force in the form of armored vehicles on the ground and aircraft overhead.
They are the United States Coast Guard, United States Navy, the United States Air Force, United States Marines, the greatest soldiers on earth.
His speech, mainly glorifying the country's military achievements, was billed as nonpartisan, but it was seen by some as a show of political force for Donald Trump himself.
Our nation is stronger today than it ever was before.
Trump has wanted a military parade ever since he attended Bastille Day celebrations in France 2 years ago. With short notice and aides scrambling, this was as close as he could get. Now, a U.S. president hasn't inserted himself into Independence Day like this for decades. And critics say using patriotism and the military as political props has hijacked a day that should unify Americans.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I picked the best one of the lot, right? He's hijacked it. He's hijacked. Every president has done this. Even Obama to beat us down with it, right? But every single one has done this. Yeah, this is kind of tame as far as I can see. Actually, the whole thing when I was listening to it and watching it, it's pretty. I didn't see tanks thundering down Pennsylvania Avenue. I didn't see that. No, it was a great tribute and very appropriate. Nothing like this guy is characterized. But I go on. We'll get a couple. I'll give him a couple more strokes and see what happens.
But it's safe to say unifying Americans is not one of Trump's core talents. So
there you go. Unifying Americans is not one of Trump's core talents. See what I mean? Who is this guy? CBC. Who is a CBC anyway? Okay, they're all there. See this, and again, there's the thematic thing going on right here, right? So CBC News, the National, says the traditional 4th of July Lincoln Memorial, blah, blah, blah. So you can see comments. Oh, listen, you know this is a credible one. Comments are disabled for this video. Okay, right. Well, I'm so close, I'm just going to switch to guns. Let's try a little bit of taste. This will be, well, this is watch all the military flyovers and so on. 1 minute. This is from NBC. About a minute worth of stuff here. We'll see what we got going in on this one. We click on it. Here we go. We're doing the clickers now. See what happens. No, we got a commercial. So we cannot do this yet until after the commercial and the lady with the tubes in her noses are here, gone. Here we go. Oh, here we go. See, a lot of patriotic music. That was the story of the day. Flybys, you're taking a salute. The first one was the Coast Guard. Now this is U.S. Air Force, the B-1 bomber, and the F-20, the Raptors, 22, U.S. Navy. And they've got their little Raptors things also. And then, this again, I'm giving you more helicopters. You got your U.S. Marine Corps, two Ospreys and a helicopter. You can hear, the music was really good. The Then the Blue Angels show up, steal the show. Oh, yeah. That was sweetness. So, you know, and a patriotic theme there. They really.
By clicking on that.
Oh, there you go. Click. You know what? NBC nailed that, actually. Shocking. Shocking. Wow. This is the title on it. They've got 92,000 views on this. I'm sure people were kind of tepid like me. I go, well, it's NBC. Watch out when you press on it, right? Now we'll get into, oh, God, PBS, the PBS NewsHour. Who's this Leslie Stahl? Man, it's, you know, I'm telling you, I know she might sound. You talk about a face for radio. Listen, I know I got one, but, you know, other people need to recognize they got one, too. It's kind of scary. Anyway, hats off to, it was a great patriotic thing. And they brought out the best in 1 minute or less. Here we go to PBS to see how, if they're going to bash him or not. We could get a couple minutes into this, and I don't want to go the whole time. This 4th of July, Vice President Mike Pence welcomed newly naturalized U.S. citizens in the nation's capital in Iowa. The holiday meant special campaign events for 2020 candidates for the president. Meanwhile, crowds gathered in Washington, D.C. for President Trump's salute to America. John Yang reports, and Judy Woodruff, face for radio, talks to Yamachi Alcindor, reporting from the National Mall. Okay, well, let's just jump into. So you get this is Judy Woodruff. So you know where you're going to get. Well, you know what you're going to get here. I was surprised by the NBC thing. Hats off to them. See, they again, great jobs report coming out. That's the other thing. There may be some bootlicking going on here.
Pageantry and armored tanks. President Trump creates a different kind of fireworks this 4th of July as the country celebrates this Independence Day. John Yang begins our reporting.
Here we go.
All of you aspired to be Americans.
This July 4th, Vice President Pence welcomed newly naturalized citizens at a Washington, D.C. ceremony. 44 people from 26 countries celebrated their new nation's Independence Day. In Iowa, neighborhood parades became part of the 2020 campaign trail as several Democratic contenders spent the day politicking. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont took time to speak to supporters at a new campaign outpost in Ames.
What we need is an unprecedented grassroots movement of millions of people. That's how we change America.
Okay, so I thought this was going to be patriotic themed, and all of a sudden they're throwing Bernie Sanders out here, all the Democrats. That's the first thing. I mean, they're giving him airtime to, you know, talk about America and bash it a little bit, you know, or make it want to be better their way, right?
In the aptly named Independence, Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden ran along the parade route. He also took a jab at President Trump's Salute to America ceremony in Washington.
Fourth of July is to celebrate our togetherness. It says, we the people, we the people. And it talks about honor and dignity, and it's missing now, and it's hurting us terribly.
Biden was not the only presidential hopeful to criticize Mr. Trump. California Senator Kamala Harris yesterday in West Des Moines.
I don't think he understands. This is America's birthday, not his birthday.
I don't think he understands, so... Well, you see where they're getting. Well, you see what's going on here, right?
You know, he wants to have a military parade. Why don't you think about military families?
Why don't you think about military families? Wow. Well, okay, so much for the patriotic themed gesture by PBS. Now, NBC wins. NBC won on that one. So did Fox, of course. And so did Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, New California. Talk about the real winner. New California State is the winner. Winning, winning, winning. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Preparations are underway in Washington for President Trump's, quote, Salute to America, July 4th celebration on the National Mall. The president asking the Defense Department to show off military tanks and fighter jets during the event. The Pentagon says two 60-ton tanks will remain in a static position on the Mall, and the Blue Angels and a Navy F-35 stealth fighter will fly overhead. Critics say all this will cost millions of dollars that could be better spent elsewhere, and some worry the tanks will tear up the Mall. Here's what the president has to say, though.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. We're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes, too. And we're going to have some tanks stationed outside. And we have some incredible equipment, military equipment on display, brand new. And we're very proud of it.
Okay, Brian, you mentioned you do love a parade. I just want to throw a couple other things into the mix here. We all know 4th of July is not supposed to be partisan. The RNC is selling tickets to this, and the DNC hasn't been allotted any as to this point, and where do we usually see stuff like this? Like Russia and China. So do you think this is a good
it's
way?
It's not a military parade. Yeah. It's a few armored vehicles right. and a flyover, which you get at every NASCAR race. So let's put that in that perspective.
Right. Look, here's my point. There are Americans who drive tanks. There are Americans who fly planes. This is part of who we are. It's part of
should
defending
the president
our
be there? It's supposed to be nonpartisan.
Why not? He's the commander-in-chief.
If a Democratic president was up there, you'd be totally chill?
With
Democratic
tanks
president
as part
wouldn't
of,
be.
I, what,
so
I don't understand.
Tell me enough
America.
Of the Democrats
Jessica,
aren't
no, no,
patriots
Jessica,
saying
you're,
I can't
you're
take
making,
it.
Why would we be upset if a Democrat president was there?
That's my point. Why are you, this is, it's not a particularly partisan question. The U.S. military serves Republicans and Democrats alike.
So why has our president before him
Let me tell
said
you.
This should be about me?
No, look, when there's a tank up there, if I'm watching this with my
Who
kids, my kids ask
me?
The question.
Trump thinks it's about him.
What is this and why is it there? And we get a chance to talk about defending the United States, what a military is for, what is that tank, who drives it. Guess what? It's somebody in your town. It's a kid my brother graduated with. This is the conversation that I think most Americans understand intuitively. This is part of the fabric of who we are. Why in the world can't we talk about an Independence Day?
Oh.
And the answer is you can't unless you make it this big partisan thing, which is what everybody
so
in the media wants
okay,
to
okay, so unless
the Blue Angels are spelling out Trump with their contrails in the air, then it's not about him. Oh, it is a representation of the military. And let's put it in perspective, because Lucas Tomlinson, Tommy, reported about the flyovers, the B-2 stealth bomber. It flies over the Rose Bowl every year. The Blue Angels, again, flyovers at every NASCAR race. There are two Army M1 Abrams that will be there if they can work out the logistics. They arrive via rail from Georgia, and two Bradley fighting vehicles. That is it. There is no parade.
Okay, why is the RNC selling tickets then, Tommy?
I don't work for the RNC, so I don't know. But what I'm telling you is this.
You seem to think that
President Trump is proud of his country. He's the president of the United States. He's not making it about him. He has, from the beginning, said, I make America great again, America first. He celebrates his country. What is so wrong? Why are the Democrats so mad that he wants to celebrate his dang country? All of our country. It's the left that's pushing it out, saying we don't want to show patriotism. We don't want
that's
to show military strength. Why? It's the country.
The presidency is not synonymous with patriotism.
It should be.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's Jessica Tarlow is really representing really what you that the, pretty much the dialogue that I was listening to yesterday on the run up to the whole event. That's it. That she nails it, actually. It's just, that's, you know, you have to say fair and balanced and all this other stuff, and I have complete disdain for what she's saying. She's representing that exactly as I would see it. That's why I played this, because I heard them talking about it beforehand. I said, this fits what she, they've done a good job there, because it was that way across the board with every, and you heard that with the candidates. Yesterday, they were campaigning, and there was no politics there. Are you kidding me? They were bashing the president. And they were, they were objectifying the military involvement in his speech, which they think is about patriotism. Now, what their notion of patriotism is we go have a concert out in the park. That's it. No mention of our military. No mention of who we are in terms of strength of, around the world. None of that. No mention of that. We should have been talking about illegal foreign nationals invading this country is what we should have been doing. Because they are. They are. And they want to get that. Tell me, I'm telling you, the left wants to now start all of a sudden getting that off the decks because they're being strangled with it. Nancy Pelosi understands that, just to give you a few little gambits of information. So Donald Trump winning
and South Bend Mayor
winning yesterday, because there was no there really wasn't. His speech and everything was totally appropriate, and if you call that a military parade, I don't think so. Go to an air show, or better yet, go to it used to be professional football teams, right, until they started taking a knee. And then, of course, all the owners of the NFL went along with it, right? Yeah, there's something wrong with that picture, and there certainly is. And, of course, people have what has happened to the NFL because they've turned away from patriotism because they've rolled out their America-hating players. What's happened to the NFL? Well, you know what's happened to the NFL. They're, talk about going down the tubes. They've gone down the tubes. And good for them. The Guardian. Let's see what they say about all this stuff. The Guardian. You know, the English Guardian. Got a minute here. We're going to cram this one in. Then we're going to jump over to those that leave. Those that have left the Republican Party. And then we got a lever. We have a lever here. Here we go.
Is the spirit, daring and defiance, excellence and adventure, courage and confidence, loyalty and love that built this country into the most exceptional nation in the history of the world, and our nation is stronger today than it ever was before. It is its strongest now. Our quest for greatness unleashed a culture of discovery that led Thomas Edison to imagine his light bulb, Alexander Graham Bell to create the telephone, the Wright brothers to look to the sky and see the next great frontier. For Americans, nothing is impossible. Exactly 50 years ago this month, the world watched in awe as Apollo 11 astronauts launched into space with a wake of fire and nerves of steel and planted our great American flag on the face of the moon. Half a century later, we are thrilled to have here tonight the famed NASA flight director who led mission control during that historic endeavor, the renowned Gene Kranz. Gene, I want you to know that we're going to be back on the moon very soon, and someday soon we will plant the American flag on Mars. It's happening, Gene. It's happening.
We're now seeing flyovers as part of this. And, you know, it was a celebration for the best of America. The military part, well, it was a part of it. It was part of the show. Overall, it was part of the show. And, I think a well-timed, well-choreographed, well-coordinated part of the show. As you would expect with a great military like ours. But take nothing away from the content of the entire program. It was excellent. Winning, winning, winning again. It had nothing to do with the president per se, other than he delivered the message. It's all about them objectifying the messenger. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. That's the state of the future, as you know. The state of the future. Okay, so Donald J. Trump hits it out of the park, but other things going on besides that. And, of course, what is going on when the earth starts to shake, as we're starting to see right now in, I guess, there's a big thing going on down in Southern California. Well, South Central California. And, of course, what happened there has been quite the, I guess you would say, quite the big earthquake. You know, about a 6.4 earthquake that rattled parts of Kern County. And it's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing has panned out in Kern County. Magnitude 6.4 earthquake, magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Searles Valley. Now, Searles Valley is out towards Death Valley. You can't see the end of the earth from there. You can't. No, because the earth has already ended. I'm just kidding. There's a little place called Trona right outside there, and I know I have a listener in Trona. A single? No, I might have, I don't know. There's 10 people in Trona that live there. And there, I know at least 10% of the population listens to me, so they're hearing this right now. And I'm soon to get a text message. I can bank on it. Another minute or so, we'll get one pop up from our friends in Trona. It's out in the Mojave Desert. It's about not too far from Ridgecrest, actually, California. Of course, Ridgecrest is a big military naval base. Actually, I think it's naval and naval and Marines and all that. And they've got quite a population out there. And people got to like desert, you know, because it's real desert out there. And it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it out there. Yes, that's true. Now, the sign outside of Trona, which isn't too far from there, they did a bunch of the Star Wars stuff out in Trona. So that, if you see, you remember the scenes of going into the bar, you know, with all the, yeah, the menagerie that you had inside the Star Wars bar, right? And then, of course, the house and all this stuff, that was all done out in that area of Trona. So you can see it's the end of the earth, right? Well, they have a sign as you go on the highway towards Trona. The first sign says, Trona, 15 miles. The next sign that comes up, big sign, says, end of the earth, 5 miles. So think about it. I'm going to the end of the earth in 5 miles, and Trona's beyond that. Okay, so that's what they do out there. They play a lot of practical jokes, but the bottom line to it is it was not a real practical joke yesterday as a 6.4 earthquake comes tumbling into the area. This is Searles Valley, which is right out. It's just as you go down the Sierra Nevada, southern portion of the Sierra Nevada is in that area in Kern County, on one of the outskirts of Kern County. I believe it's in Kern County. Because it's kind of like on the edge there. It's a tweener. It's a tweener. I should know that, of course. But big earthquake. We're going to play a little. Here we go. A little bit of news your way.
For this breaking news, we've been watching an earthquake that happened this morning. In fact, we are going to be dipping into a news conference that happened just moments ago in Kern County. Let's watch.
If power lines and cell lines go down, that capability goes away and is diminished. And at that point, we go door to door. We usually will go door to door, and they currently are out there assessing door to door, looking at structures, checking the damage, checking for anybody out there that has any emergencies. We're transporting people from some hospitals and moving them into the LA area. So there's a variety of things taking place. We have Red Cross and multiple other agencies helping support and establish there for the community. And they'll be out and about continuing until we can make sure everybody's back in their homes.
And so if stuff does happen here, what is your first piece of advice for a viewer watching right now? We have many people saying, I don't know what to do. So what would you tell them to do? Get underneath the table. Like, what are some quick tips that our viewers can take away right now for what they should do in case of an earthquake?
I'll talk kind of on my way here. When I received the call, the first thing I actually did was place a call to my wife and my sister and my family and just said, hey, get in contact with your family. Stay in communication. Yes, we're in Bakersfield. This happened in Ridgecrest, but it doesn't mean it can't impact here. I think it's just another great reminder to everybody that we only have a limited amount of first responders and resources, and we have a large population, close to a million, and we can't address every single issue. So it's important that our residents are ready, and they have 72 hours worth of supplies. They have a good communication plan with their family. If they have medications or any critical life support, have a plan in case you lose your power, in case you have a disaster. That's probably some of the best advice I can give. Make sure your animals are taken care of. You have plenty of food for them. Make sure you have an ample supply of water. And so we will be working and coordinating some sort of support out there. I'm sure there's going to be some centers established. I know there's currently a couple to mitigate what we have out there, but we will establish more and support the community.
But if you're in your home right now, Okay. Something happens, what do you do?
Well, if you're in your home, we don't want you running out into the open. We want to find a good, secure way to support. Something has nice support to get your body under, maybe a strong table. That way you're just covering yourself. And then just stay calm. I think the most important is stay calm, have a plan, and implement that plan.
And for people who have no idea how to sign up for Ready Kern, how would they do that?
So they can go to www.readykern.com, or they can go to Kern County Fire's website, and you can sign up there. And you can also contact the Kern County OES, and they can also manually sign you up.
OES business has been awakened. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Joins me now on the phone. He's a communications manager for the Southern California Earthquake Center. First of all, thank you for talking to us. And tell us mostly right now about what the expected damage typically would be at an earthquake measuring 6.4.
Well, right now we have this main shock of a 6.4 that occurred a couple hours ago at this point, almost a couple hours ago, having dozens of aftershocks. This is to be expected. When it comes to damage, remember that aftershocks can actually still cause damage themselves. They can also cause injuries. And so what we're here to do is remind everyone that we have all these
resources. I need to interrupt you for just a second. We're actually showing new video just coming in of a fire in Ridgecrest, California. Ridgecrest is one of the areas right around the epicenter of this earthquake. And crews, I understand, have been responding to at least 24 medical and fire incidents after the earthquake right near Ridgecrest, California, which is where this fire is burning right now. And it looks to be a home. We heard at first that there were no initial injuries. So we pray that anybody who was in that home either got out right after they felt the quake or were rescued. Are you hearing anything at all regarding injuries? Considering we're watching a home on fire right now, it makes you wonder if there's people out there that did not get out safely in time.
I haven't heard anything about any injuries being confirmed yet, but this is an unfolding event. Just because the shaking is over doesn't mean that the entire effects of the earthquake are over, as we're seeing right now. And what this also illustrates is that being prepared to survive and recover can help to reduce these kinds of things. So if
we're going to come back and talk a little bit about this. There's a house that was burning. Several structures, I guess, caught on fire. The first thing you want to remember when you're evacuating your house, turn off your gas in an earthquake. One of the first things, I used to do this training for people. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.